So let's go to that press conference given by Tshwane Executive Mayor Randall Williams and a number of people in his administration. The message coming from the mayor is they assess what they've managed to achieve, having survived, and I think survived is the correct word, as a minority coalition over the past year. He's saying, Nkosi Corner Duma, that the city's workforce is not fit for their mandate. Good afternoon to you. What did Randall Williams mean when he said that?
Well, John, so he's essentially saying that the city does not have enough personnel that will address all the issues that is facing in Tshwane. So it doesn't have enough plumbers. They don't have enough electricians, people who can assist in delivering services on the ground. But what they have instead is a large number of managers. He made a very clear example of saying that, there are too many bosses instead of actual workers. And that is a hindrance to service delivery. He's saying that this is something that they're looking into addressing, but he said it's against the backdrop of also expressing confidence that, unlike in other metros, he's likely to serve out his full term as mayor of Tshwane.
What does he base his confidence on? Because the sharks are in the water and the water's quite deep.
Well, he's saying that the multi-party coalition in Tshwane, that is obviously led by the Democratic Alliance, it has five other political parties, and so these are the Action SA, Freedom Front Plus, the African Christian Democratic Movement, the Inkatha Freedom Party, and the Congress of the People. He says that these six political parties collectively are the majority in council, and this means that they're able to vote as a solid bloc in council, which means that they can prevent all these motions of no confidence that we've seen taking place in the city of Johannesburg in particular. And it says that if these coalition partners continue to work together, there will be no need for the so-called kingmakers.
Tell us what he thinks he can do about too many managers. Because, I mean, if you look at every single person who's in a position and you want to get them out, you're going to have to pay them out, or you're going to have to find some reason to retrench them. That's going to cost you money. Before you can free up money for electricians and plumbers, there's a lot of difficult HR work to be done. Do you have a sense he has a plan?
So at this particular conference, he did not address that particular aspect of the question that much. But previous terms is that they've said that as the DA-led administration, one of the things that they will focus on is to do a skills audit. So of course, this is not something that is unique to the DA. I know for a fact that even the IFP, which now controls in a high number of municipalities in KZN, has also said that they want to obviously do a skills audit, because this particular problem, it appears that it's not just a problem of Tshwane only. There is a problem of in the greater parts of the public service that there is too many managers, too many bosses, too many people involved in the administrative part of the work instead of people on the ground. And unfortunately, John, what you end up seeing is that those services are often also outsourced. So from cleaning staff to security personnel to even in some instances, even medical services.
Thank you very much to Nkosi Corner Duma. As I said, if you work in the public service, do you have too many managers, not enough colleagues? Do you have too many ideas and not enough hands to put them into practice? That seems to be what Randall Williams is saying, but that's referring specifically to the Tshwane Metro. What about the place where you work? And if it's true where you work in the private sector, well, tell us about that as well. 702 Drive, it's 17 minutes past 3.